Ryan Milligan joining us here today as we're going to give you a little bit of a breakdown of a new soccer tournament for young kids that is coming to the city of Carroll, being put on by the Carroll Rec, Parks and Recs Department, along with the Carroll Chamber of Commerce. And Ryan, first of all, thank you for joining us here today, and thanks for all the work that you and everybody else that has put in to bring this youth soccer tournament here to Carroll. Kind of tell us, you and I were chatting here a little bit before the interview, the initial talks December, but things really started to roll a little bit, it sounds like, in January.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a chamber member, we were disappointed that Hoop It Up had to be canceled again due to COVID. And so we talked about other opportunities to have events here in Carroll, and soccer was one of those things. And I previously coached Kemper soccer for 8 years, and so this project kind of fell to my lap. And our kids have been traveling to go to other towns and play soccer for the last several years, and so it was time to bring them home and have something local.
Ryan, let's talk a little bit about the process. This can't be an easy thing to kind of put a whole tournament together like this in this short of a period of time, so you guys had to put a lot of work in to kind of bring this thing together as quickly as you have.
Yeah, no, we did. We talked with a lot of people that help with Hoop It Up and kind of talked a lot of the things that they go through. The nice thing that we have is that all the games are taking place at the Carroll Soccer Complex, so it's just one location. So that makes it a little bit easier for us as far as volunteers and concession stands and things like that. And then the biggest part was getting teams and officials to sign up. So we have teams coming from Adel, Fort Dodge, several from Denison and all around. And then we have referees coming from Des Moines and Waukee and Ames, and it's kind of the majority there. So we've had to kind of pull from all areas to get that, and that was a key thing, though. We wanted to make sure we had good officiating and licensed officials for everything.
And over 300 between players and refs,
yeah,
and everything, over 300 people coming to town for this, so this is huge for the community.
Yeah, no, we have 19 teams signed up. We have three age groups, so under 10, under 12, and under 14 age groups, so basically three divisions. And then within each division, there's a co-ed or boys division, and then a girls division, and or bracket, I should say. And then within that, then there's four teams for each of them, and most of them are filled. So we were able to get the bulk of the brackets filled up. And then we have about 285 players, and then coaches for all those teams, plus we have about 19 officials coming from out of town. So we'll have a lot of traffic coming to town Saturday.
And the cool thing as well, all the teams guaranteed three games. So they're going to come here. They're going to spend the entire day because they're going to get that opportunity to play.
Yeah. So with the heat and everything else, so we've got a game starting at 9 a.m. And then we have two games that play at 9 and then again at 10. And then because of the weather and the conditions, we have a break in between there for an hour to kind of give everyone some rest time. And then we'll play another session for 2 hours, and then another break there in the afternoon, and then we'll play the final session at the end of the day. And then the last games start at 4:30. So by about 5:30, 6 o'clock, the tournament will be done. So basically from 9 a.m. to 6, they'll be in town and hopefully shopping and eating and doing things like that too.
About five fields, you said, out there at the soccer complex that you guys are going to be used. It's kind of broke down based off of the age group and the division. So how are things going to be set up, and what fields are people going to need to go to if they're going to go to looking for the different age groups and divisions?
Yeah, so the soccer complex is a little bit different than the way it is during the rec center spring and fall league. So the 14-year-olds will have the bigger fields, and they will play on kind of in the center of the complex using the existing bleacher set that Carroll High School used to use for their home games, and then right next door to them. The 12-year-old groups will kind of have a field on each end, and then the 10-year-olds will play kind of at the north end of the complex. All of the parking will be at Carroll Middle School, and then the overflow will take place at Carroll High.
Ryan, do you guys still need any help, anybody to volunteer, anything like that, or are you probably not going to turn anybody away if they show up and want to help out?
Yeah, no, we're definitely not turning anybody away. Volunteers and also handicap parking will be in the gravel lot just south of the concession stand, and we do have the Animal Rescue League hosting the concession stand, so their volunteers and their team are setting that up. All the profits from the concession stand will go back to the Carroll Animal Rescue League. So I'm sure that that they could use helpers there as well. But we've got some tents going up today and things like that, so we'll get some shade for everybody and all the volunteers that are out there helping us.
Parking, probably middle school, high school, right there at the complex, you know, over by the baseball diamonds, I'm sure, kind of anywhere and everywhere you can find a place to park.
Absolutely. Anybody that's been out there for rec center soccer knows that, that parking's not the best, but we're fortunate the school districts have offered to let us use their parking. So we've got the Carroll Middle School parking lot will be the main public parking lot, and then Carroll High School will be kind of the overflow, and then also depending on where your field's at, it might be easier to even use the baseball complex and walk over from over there. So, yeah, it'll be congested, and hopefully just like during the regular season, everyone kind of works with it and makes do.
Cost for the tournament, does it cost to park or to get in?
Nope. Everything there is free. The teams pay a fee to play, and that's what covers our cost to get the referees and the field maintenance and all those kind of things. But there's no cost to have visitors come and attend and watch.
Ryan, is this something that I imagine going to turn into like Hoop It Up that's going to be an every year deal for the city of Carroll?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's kind of interesting having Bud Open have their 40th year. You know, somebody joked, where will we be in 40 years? And who knows? But that, you know, we'll see if we can get somebody to run it like Bob Fassbender did. But hopefully we keep it going for a while, and the city's really behind it. They've offered to keep working with us as we need more space and goals and things like that. So we're hoping that we can kind of keep building on it and make it better each year thereafter.
Ryan, anything else you want to add that we haven't talked about that you think people need to know?
No, I think it just as you, if you have a business in town, hopefully you know, you see a little increase in foot traffic, and if you're out and about and you want to stop out and enjoy some soccer, we'll have lots of it going on Saturday.
Well, I tell you what, Ryan, appreciate you putting in all the work again, you and everybody that helped bring this tournament to the community here. I appreciate your time here today, and best of luck coming up this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff.
You met Ryan Milligan again with the Carroll Chamber of Commerce talking about the youth soccer tournament coming to Carroll coming up on Saturday.